To run us through the not news, Max Grieve joins us now. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm going well. What have you got for us today?
Right. So we'll start off with a story from The Guardian. Now, you know how space is pretty empty?
Generally, yes.
Well, it turns out it's not.
Oh, good.
It's actually full of dirty, toxic grease.
Ew.
Space grease.
Ew.
And research to calculate the amount of space grease in the Milky Way has found enough for 40 trillion, trillion, trillion packs of butter.
Ew.
And that wasn't just a stutter. I can't even begin to understand really how many packs of butter that is. And turns out there's no need to because... Someone's done the maths for us. Professor Tim Schmidt at the University of New South Wales, he says that a windscreen of a future spaceship travelling through space might be expected to get a sticky coating. It'll run into interstellar dust, which is partly grease, partly soot, and partly sand.
Gross.
Which gets swept away within our own solar system. So,
I mean,
yeah, there you go. The space is full of grease.
I'm glad that it's not raining down on us, but...
And
that's not cool.
The other finding that they have from this bit of research, Schmidt says, this space grease is not the kind of thing you'd want to spread on a slice of toast. It's dirty, likely toxic, and only forms in the environment of interstellar space. So
that's
enough
good.
For 40 trillion trillion packs of butter, but that's, not going to be tasting it anytime soon.
I mean, I must admit, I'm glad that I'm not going to be tasting that anytime soon. That doesn't sound very appetizing.
No, all right.
I like
it's sort of
butter comparison.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of exciting to know that it's all out there, but a little bit annoying to know that I can never have it on toast. Anyway, moving along, and I'm not sure if you've seen this. This has been on Twitter a little bit over the last couple of days, that activists in London have unveiled a 6-meter-high balloon portraying Donald Trump as an orange baby in a diaper ahead of the US president's upcoming trip to the United Kingdom.
I've seen this. I only saw this for the first time last night, actually. It's hilarious, but what a weird use of money.
That's the thing. So it's raised $13,000 from 718 people, well over the initial goal of $2,000. And I guess my issue with this is it's a lot of money on a balloon.
Mm.
Donald Trump is president. I'm not sure that he'll, you know, look up in the sky in London and see that, and that's really going to hurt him.
I don't know. It could inspire a pretty great Twitter rant, but I feel that's about it.
I think that's about the extent of it, yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't so sure that should have been in the news, but there you go.
Maybe that one should have just stuck to Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another one that probably should have just stuck to Twitter, and this is a little bit of a visual one, so I'm going to show you a photo here.
All right.
This is from the Daily Mail. Fans are going wild over David Warner's striking resemblance to his cute 3-year-old daughter, Ivy May, as David Warner, the cricket player, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a picture of David Warner and his child, so you just confirm that they look pretty similar.
Yes, they look related, yes.
They look related, so people are going nuts because David Warner looks like his daughter.
What? No. Oh, my God.
It's pretty insane, right? You'd hardly believe that she should have shares 50% of his DNA.
So, I can't even get over this. This
I
is
mean,
the worst.
There's not much more to get over. That's about the extent of the story.
This
but
is
it is taking
worst.
Up space on the Daily Mail's homepage today.
That's good.
Yep.
In breaking news, daughter looks like father.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep. I'm looking forward to seeing what other children look like their parents throughout the day. We'll keep you updated, I suppose.
Please do. I'm absolutely riveted.
And you like to finish this one off with a bit of news that, or something that maybe should have been in the news, maybe a little bit underreported. Nicole from the newsroom just helped me out with this one. So in The Guardian today, a couple of days ago, it was reported that all children in detention in the Northern Territory are Indigenous. The Guardian says here, the policy for dealing with youth crime among Aboriginal children is labelled inhumane, costly and doesn't work.
Oofed. That's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Jeez.
Government says that they're looking into it. They say it's an area that we're going to need to continue to develop. Can only hope so.
Yeah, well, I mean, 100%, you know, there's really only up from there. If you do anything at all, that's horrific.
Absolutely. So, as I said, the government say that they're going to look into it. So we'll see what happens.
Fingers firmly crossed. Thanks for that, Max.
No worries.